The Midtown Violets tonight and tomorrow, a double dip at Jim's Razorback Pizza in Hot Springs. Did I read that correctly? Curtis Arnold is here, along with the two performers who make up the Midtown Violets, Karen Waldrop and Ashley K. Thomas, not to be confused with any other Ashley Thomas who's running around singing.
Right, as opposed to Ashley E. Thomas.
Good morning to all of you. How are you?
Good morning.
It is a two-day stayover, yes?
Yes,
sure is.
You guys got to squeeze in some time at Oakland Park. They're running horses, too, so.
That's what we hear.
We're going to go down Saturday.
Yes, being from South Louisiana, you know all about that. Being from Salt Lake City, you probably are not allowed to gamble, so. Still,
that is true.
I assume, yes. Karen is from New Orleans. And Ashley is from Salt Lake City. Somebody said earlier, you guys shouldn't be called the Midtown Violets. You should be called the Utah Jazz.
That's pretty funny.
It's a great point. Has that been made before?
No, it never has.
He's never said that.
He came up with that quickly. That correlation was lost on me, but I'm a little slow. That's pretty interesting.
The Utah Jazz.
How did the two of you meet? How did the two of you come together?
We met each other in Nashville. We were playing at a writer's night, and my ex-boyfriend actually saw Ashley play and said, I feel like you and her would sing really well together. And so, I mean, we meet a lot of different artists.
So you kicked him to the curb and picked her up.
So I kicked him to the curb and picked her up. We played over 500 shows in the last 2 years, and we just gave up everything for music. We just literally got in a minivan and started touring this country, and we just believe in, you know, not giving up and just going after it. And so we have this new record, Don't Give Up, and it's kind of all about that.
Well, it's cool. I mean, haven't heard you guys before now, but the song is, you're getting into it.
Yeah.
Still having a good time. How long have you all been together?
We've been touring together for about 26 months, but we've been a duo official Midtown Violets for about a year.
Where did the name come from?
Our friend Mel King, she had a dream that we were the Violets.
That there were like 10,000 people listening.
There was people holding up the Violet signs. This was way before we were ever a duo. And we're like, we're not a duo. We're very different. But then when we decided we actually were going to be a duo, because people just wanted us together. Mm-hmm. It's just kept happening. So when we did, we were going to be the Violets, and there's a big European band that is no longer together, but they are very known out there. So you just don't want to compete with that as a new
German speed metal band known as the Violets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I think you're thinking of the Violence. I think that's
possibly
the same thing.
Could be skinny.
So you are obviously one is blonde, one has dark hair, one's from Utah, one's from New Orleans. I mean, you obviously have some built-in differences. Musically similar, musically different?
Totally different.
Okay, tell me about your background, how you came up, that kind of thing.
I think my roots, this is Karen, being from New Orleans, I just remember walking around the city and hearing harmonicas and hearing all kinds of blues music, and I definitely think that that type of rhythmic thing is definitely in my blood for sure. And Ashley comes from more of a background. She plays violin. She's been playing violin since she was 4.
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
Telling them all about it.
Please, there we go.
I'm talking about her right in front of her. And so, yeah, our background's different for sure, but the ironic thing is that we both learned how to play guitar. We were learning the exact same song. Which is crazy, as Jewel meant for me. And she was learning it in Utah, and I was learning it in New Orleans at the same time, way far away from each other. So although our backgrounds are so different, we've also been very inspired by artists like Jewel and Dixie Chicks and artists like that.
People don't play violin in New Orleans. They play fiddle, so it's a little different deal. We actually had a story yesterday. I don't know if you saw this or not. There was a guy that had a $6 million Stradivarius. Two people came up to him after a show in Milwaukee, of all places. He was tasered. They took the Stradivarius and ran off. So I'm assuming on the black market that's a hard piece to move. Maybe there's enough of them out there where you wouldn't get confused.
I'm sure
with some
that guy's going to get busted.
I think there's only about 4 left.
Okay.
I was completely mistaken on what Stradivarius meant. So glad that I didn't weigh in on that.
Did
one.
You you don't play a Stradivarius?
I don't have a Strat.
I don't either.
we're Gibson girls. We like the Gibson guitars.
Yeah. But he was a violin maker. Yeah, there's only like 4.
Yeah, I was
left.
Just kidding.
Okay. Okay.
Phil's heavy sarcasm. Just ignore him for the remainder of the interview.
Oh, man.
Do you still play? Is that part of the act? I mean, do you play?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we play violin, and we both play guitar and sing, and we got our bass player with us. It's going to be a great show.
So
a
3-person show?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Who's your bass player?
Rob Menard from Ohio.
Well, you guys are all over the place.
Yeah, we really are.
What's Rob Menard from Ohio doing right now?
Sleeping.
Yeah.
At the hotel. There we go. He told us when we left for Good Morning Arkansas this morning, good luck. While he slept.
Yes. What's where are you coming from? Where was your last stop, last show?
Wichita.
Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they actually play basketball there. Shockers are undefeated, so that's going well.
When you spend that much time on the road together, okay, you travel with the band, you've got it all together there. There's got to be some great stories that come from that.
Yes, we have a lot of inside jokes.
It doesn't say, it should say Spinal Tap and Puppet Show.
Right,
as opposed
exactly.
to Puppet Show and Spinal Tap. Then you have to get on each other's nerves at some point.
Sure, yes.
You turn in like, look, I've had it with you on this one.
Yes.
It's go time. Let's get out in the street and get it on.
We just try to remember, you know, everybody that's in the van. Because, I mean, we're in a very mm-hmm. small, you know, we're in a grand caravan or a town and country type of van with mm-hmm. a bubble top. We look like we're going camping. And so we got in the car in Tennessee, and we drove all the way 3,500 miles into West Colorado, and then we toured all the way back, and there were 15 shows, 15 days, and so, I mean, we just get in the car, and we go, and sure, you know, the jokes, the funny jokes that go uh-huh. on are just hilarious, and then, you know, I think we just all try to remember that we're on the same, our goal is all the same, and as long as we're all kind of going towards that goal, we try to really keep positive attitudes, and you know, yeah. and then when we get mad at each other, it's usually because we drank too much whiskey.
Well, that's generally, that's like a universal theme. I can tell you, that doesn't, last time,
had it out with his coworkers
I was
over whiskey,
say,
too. So
listen, I've told a few employees off in my day.
Yes. Okay.
And
so
another thing, buddy.
Bill thought there was a shot glass throwing competition at a local establishment. Turns
out
there
was years ago.
He was the champion, and he was the only competitor,
so
unfortunately.
One participant in that.
Now, when you're in the van and you guys aren't getting along, I mean, is there equipment in the back of the van? So, I mean, could somebody feasibly sit all the way in the back and somebody could sit in the front to separate? Because I'm thinking, if there's an argument. But my point is it hard to separate when you're not getting along well? I mean, my wife and I can go to opposite ends of the house when we're not getting along well. If I'm stuck in a van with her, it'd be a little tough.
It is a little tough, but, you know, I think we just... No, we cannot go to the back of the van.
The van is completely packed.
Okay.
But you have to write... Do you write really good music when you're on the road? Do you take... I mean... Because you get a lot of experiences. Doing this much touring, it's kind of like a microwave. You're just packed in, and a lot of experiences have to be fun. Listening to the first song that we play, was it Holding My Hand?
You obviously get hit on by clowns on a regular basis.
The guy slipping his ring off and all that. That's you two wrote the song, so it's got to be pretty
biographical. Sure, he appreciates the fact that you didn't name this guy.
Right, exactly. Stephen Jones from Denver, Colorado.
I'm going to put you in my song.
Yeah. I think to answer your question, we get a lot of great ideas on the road. We get some really great little nuggets that we take home with us. But to sit down and write the song can be a little difficult on tour, just because we want to get on the radio and we want to go and promote the shows and we want to make sure the sound's set up, and there's just a lot of things that go into it. So we take the ideas home and we write them.
Can you hang out for one more segment?
Yeah,
sure. We're going to take a quick time out. We come back. Jeff Money Taylor going to join us from Oaklawn. So I'm actually not only going to send you to Hot Springs, I'm going to send you to Hot Springs Horse Track Ready. So we're going to give you some picks when you head over to Oaklawn before the show starts. What time do we open the mics tonight?
8 o'clock.
Okay. Is there a warm-up act or a...
No.
What do you call that?
An
opener?
An opener?
Yeah. Warm-up act.
We're just jamming all night.
Very rude and dismissive.
RJ's going to come down and sing.
RJ is?
RJ's going to do a little stand-up.
Now, he only sings backup.
Right. And can I say that while the two of you have spectacular voices, the best way to see Midtown Violets is... in person.
That's
the best way
show.
To experience you two.
Definitely. And some clown at a radio station.
Right,
hit
I can
on
already
me.
Tell this is going to be.
You're going to be in a song someday, Bill.
Hey, my name's David Basil. Who needs a back rub?
8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tomorrow?
8 o'clock tomorrow, yep.
That's good.
Come by after the races.
Then you can sleep off your hangover while watching the Super Bowl. That'll be beautiful. All right, we'll get you some picks coming up, and we'll hear more from the Midtown Violets in a moment.